AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5 and the podcast.
Yeah, look, I tell you what is the age where it's okay to say anything? Because Auntie Dawn Critchlow certainly had her two cents with me. Also, grandparents are definitely doing overtime when it comes to childminding. And we asked the question, are you happy about it? And what's the arrangement in your family?
Yeah, you'd be surprised with the results there. And yeah. Our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, as always, joins us and we ask him how he celebrated his birthday. And of course, we get what song he's singing.
What's going on, Bridge?
Well, last night we went to an extraordinary event, actually. It was the opening of Bruce Linton's Land Rover.
How did it go?
At Minnie Street. Oh, it was amazing. The red carpet was a lady. Her dress was the red carpet. So she was standing at the end of it and her train was what you walked on.
Yeah, and it's a new Jaguar and Land Rover. But it's interesting because it was a Rolls-Royce event. It was
ridiculous.
All the good stuff.
And
it
all the beautiful old cars.
The best of the best. But yeah, you got some nice cars there.
Oh, certainly did. So the who's who were there. And before I walked inside, and this is what I was saying about, at what age can you say whatever you want? Auntie Dawn Critchlow from Southport Division. God bless her. We love Auntie Dawn. And our producer Camille met her for the first time and went, wow, who was that? Who is that amazing woman?
She's a machine.
She is a machine. So I think the age is 75, which Auntie Dawn is, that you're allowed to say whatever you want and it's okay.
Well, yeah.
Because if anyone else said this, they'd get the wrath of the ginger from me, not the wrath of the ginger from her.
Yeah, it used to be 65. You know, pensions. You know, when you get your pension, you pretty much say what you want and people got to take it on board.
Yeah.
But now everything's gone a little bit later in life, so
yes.
Your 30s or your 40s or 40s or 30s, however they say. So I reckon about 75.
Look, I appreciate someone who's black and white. I don't deal with passive-aggressive kind of people who are a bit grey. So anyway, Auntie Dawn, I start talking. She looks at me up and down, does the scan. She goes, what are you wearing? I said, I'm wearing, it was a lovely two-piece. You know, it's nice and black with gold shimmers all over because it was a cocktail. And I said, I'm just wearing a little two-piece number here. She goes, oh, well, at least your boobs aren't out this time. I said, that was once, Auntie Dawn, and it was at a lunch and they weren't even out. I was showing a little bit. She kept on telling me to do up more buttons. And then she goes, where's your man? I said, she's met a few of them in events. I said, no, Auntie Dawn, he's long gone.
He was long gone.
Oh, well, he was cute. I said, well, yes, but, you know, there's more to it than that, so... She goes, what's wrong with you? I said, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? I choose to be single at the moment. It's actually a conscious decision that I choose to be single. And then I said, well, it's more the point, what's wrong with them? She goes, no, I bet it was your problem. I bet you every man has left you. This is what she said. I had no idea what to say. I said no, and I thought I'm not even going to start.
No,
because it's a long conversation if I go into my dating history. And I said no, I just wanted to move on. That's all. She goes, oh, you're full of frog wallop. She goes, anyway, you've got your dogs and your cat. That's enough, isn't it? And I thought, oh my god, that's Auntie Dawn has told me I'm at that age now at 41. She's never going to ask me about a man again.
No,
I've got two dogs and a cat, and that's my future. Thanks, Auntie Dawn. These people we're about to honour do an amazing job at the community. They've paid their dues, they've worked hard, they've retired and now they're working harder.
I see it firsthand and it frustrates me.
They're working harder than ever. And we're talking grandparents. Yes. Grandparents are doing more overtime than ever when it comes to looking after their grandkids. And it is that a lot of variables in this because obviously nowadays there's the mother and father are working. The price of childcare is absolutely through the roof.
But do they get paid, though, I wonder?
Well,
you know, you look at plumbers these days on $90 an hour, they're saying. What does a grandparent get? Because they should be rewarded. This is the days they should be able to travel and go and do what they want. And
exactly right.
As much as you do want to look after your grandchildren, I'm sure a lot of grandparents do, there's times you don't.
Well, that's right. And we know firsthand with my mother and, you know, she's 77. She's always looking after some of the kids and
undies,
your mum.
Undies and poppies, my mum and dad, they're exactly the same. Lump with the grandchildren nearly every day.
Wow. And here's some grandparents in the Gold Coast to what they have to say.
The grandchildren, you can do the fun stuff. Be naughty.
And that's fine. But also here, these are how much and how many hours and how many days a week some grandparents are actually helping out.
Sometimes 4 or 5 days a week, depends on who's sick or who needs picking up.
I'm going home to mind a 3-month-old baby for 2 days on my own.
I know that I've contributed to her bringing up, and it's been very enjoyable.
I think it's a community effort these days.
It certainly is a community effort, but I have a niece at the moment who's like, Nana hasn't done this for me, so she's wiped at the moment. I'm like, excuse me, Nana has done everything for you and turned up and picked you up from school. So we want to know on 13 27 10 from the grandparents, how much overtime are you doing?
Yeah.
And what arrangement do you have? Or is it just
You might be into it. I look after my grandchildren 5 days a week because the single mum or both parents are working. Yes. But we love it. And others will go,
I do
it, but I don't want to.
Exactly right. Give us a call. We want to know the arrangement in your household, grandparents, and we're going to reward you for a change.
We are. Human League tickets at the Star Gold Coast, 16 December. Tickets at Ticket Tech.
I'm going to anoint this day. Grandparents' Day.
Anoint.
Yes, why not? Let's celebrate all the grandparents because
they
now
do a great job.
They're saying that with grandparents, they are absolutely really looking after their children's children, their grandchildren. Some of them are doing up to 4 to 5 days a week. Sometimes it's because childcare is so expensive, single parents, and also because both parents are working. We want to know on 13 27 10 how much you look after your grandkids and what's the arrangement. Wendy and Terranora, what's your situation?
I have 6 granddaughters and 1 grandson.
Wow.
I look after 1 granddaughter every Friday, and I absolutely love it. Like, I love bringing them up, love seeing the smiles on their faces when you actually do something for them.
That's awesome.
Just looked after them. They just went away, like my children went away for a wedding down in Newcastle. So I had them from Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
You don't feel they restrict you at all?
No, God, no.
Beautiful.
No. Oh, you
Thanks,
love
Wendy.
It. That's great. We love that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amanda in Oxford, what about you? How often do you look after your grandchildren and do you love it?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
You love looking after your grandchildren? How often do you look after them?
I get them from Thursday night until Sunday night, and I absolutely adore it. It's the best time of my week.
Oh, that's lovely.
How old are they every week?
Their mum has work from sort of Friday very early in the morning until Sunday late afternoon. So I'm sort of their co-parent.
Oh, beautiful.
Right, that's awesome. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Mel in Benoa, and congratulations. Your 6th grandchild was born last week.
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
How much do you look after the grandkids?
Okay, well, I've got, as you said, I've got 6 grandchildren from 3.5 to newborn. I work full-time, but I take Fridays off to babysit 1 or 2 or whoever's requiring my expertise. I pick up 2 of the grandchildren on Wednesdays from kindy and take them home, and they stay with me until either their mum finishes work or their daddy picks them up.
Do you get any money for this, Mel? Because you're taking a day off work for it.
No.
So that means every call we've got, and we do thank you. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks,
Jan and Emma and everybody else called. Every grandparent loves it.
Yeah.
So there's not a grandparent out there that says, you know what, as much as I love my grandchildren, I like my time.
Emma from Pack Pine said her grandparents live with her. She's like her parents. She's got a set like jelly.
Don't say that. I don't want Dale. As much as I like Dale and Calvin, the mother and father-in-law, they're not moving in.
Wendy, congratulations. Wendy of Terranora. You're off to Human League live at the Star Gold Coast, 16 December. Tickets at Ticket Tech.
Look, he's going to make a lovely lady very happy, but someone a bit younger. Apollo.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Apollo.
Mm.
You know?
We're having a conversation, and then all of a sudden, it's just cricket, cricket, cricket. Please say something.
Breadstick?
Good with that, I think.
You good with the breadstick?
Yeah.
We're talking about The Bachelorette and Sophie. Apollo's only 24. He's a magician. Yep. He's a beautiful boy, but just not mature enough.
Made it to the top 3, so that's okay. That's good effort.
Go on, AJ. Do your line.
Hello, mate. AJ, Bridge and Spider.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, good. Hey, we've been watching it hard. Like, I never watch it, but we have been. And unfortunately, last night, myself and Bridge had a function. So AJ has been all over it. You watched it last
yeah.
night.
Come on.
No, I didn't. I was punting on dogs.
Oh, well, we were at a function, so we thought you would have covered it for us.
Oh, sorry, darling. I was winning money.
How'd you go?
Yeah, good. One monkey.
Well, lucky that we knew that would happen, Apollo, so we both went home and watched it.
We went home and watched it after the function.
I knew you'd both do that for me.
Yeah, so you didn't turn up to an event and you didn't watch, didn't do any homework.
Oh, putting me under the bus.
Both of us.
I won $500. How did you go?
I've got your arms, Bridget has got your feet, and we're just about to put you under both ties.
Right.
Hey, Apollo, look, last night, let's be honest, you had the date. You looked very, very awkward at times.
That opera live,
it was a bit embarrassing.
It was beautiful.
It was not tear-worthy.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. Sophie got carried away. On with you, Apollo. It was like, what on earth are you taking me to?
Apollo liked it.
He did not. He's lying.
Look, it was surreal. I'd never seen opera before, let alone, you know, on top of the Blue Mountains. So I was like, oh, this is great. This is cool. And, yeah, I'm looking over and Sophie's sort of tearing up and I'm going, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? it was surreal. It was a really good date. And and then, as it got later, I think I had too many breadsticks and turned into the most awkward date of the century, didn't it?
No, it was, buddy. I just wanted to give you like a card with conversation starters on it. I'm thinking I can see it crumble. Surely Jared can't be ahead of you. But, you know the moment. Do you know now, looking back, it was when you said you're going to get married to 4 to 5 years. I mean, you don't say that to a woman who's 37 who wants to settle down with kids.
This is it. I was so tired and I meant that about kids. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, kids. I said married instead of kids.
Oh, you poor bugger.
That was the nail in my coffin.
Do you think from doing that date with Sophie now, when you do move on and find somebody, you might be able to read it a little bit better and just learn from the experience?
Look, I think next time I'll be focusing more on the conversation, less on the breadstick.
I think so. But you're a beautiful man. I mean, the whole show, I just thought you handled every date with grace. You were a gentleman. I mean, I think age comes into it as well. But did you realise you were such a good magician that you didn't even realise you could make yourself disappear from her life?
I know. Yeah, that's my best trick yet, isn't it? it wasn't obviously the ending that I was hoping for with the experience, but it's still the most amazing thing I've done in my life. And,
of course.
You know, Sophie's an absolute legend, really beautiful woman, and I'm really happy that she's found someone.
And you're bringing out your own single.
Yeah, right?
What's the story? What's going on? It's not opera, sure.
It's not opera. It's not opera. I wouldn't have the lungs for opera, I don't think. I've been in songwriting for a few years now, and this is a song I wrote when I came out of my heart attack in hospital. And it's just about being addicted to life and just being addicted to that good vibe. So I was supposed to release it at the start of the year, and then obviously I traveled and then went on the show. So in a few weeks I'll finally get it out there.
Wow. But so how come all of a sudden it's coming out now that did you do the show a little bit to get a little bit of recognition for it, because the timing's pretty good?
It's really weird because once my website was put back up after the show, it's been up for about 2 months now. So
cool.
The media's only just picked it up. I've been singing and songwriting for ages, but it's like, Apollo's new career move. I'm like, oh, okay, fair call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fair call. Well, we loved your grandma.
Yeah.
We love your family, mate. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You're still young.
Yes.
I had two kids by your age as well, so you're right.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been awesome having a chat with you.
I just want you to take over the world. You're too talented. And I'm ready to settle down and I don't want you to get upset.
Oh, my God.
See you later, Apollo.
Weed. Malcolm Turnbull.
Prime Minister, first of all, happy birthday and many happy returns for Tuesday from AJ Bridge and Spider.
Well,
thank you very much, AJ. It's very kind of you to say. I'm 63 and getting stronger and wiser. Yes. Of course, I'm a Scorpio bridge, which means people misunderstand and immediately relate to the scorpion. Mind you, I do still have a bit of a sting in the tail. But here's what they say about Scorpios. We are cool, calm and collected. Yes. We love power, control, and one-of-a-kind objects. We hate simple-minded people, insincere flattery, and personal questions. So there you have it, in a nutshell, Scorpio.
You're still in my dating demographic. It's all right, Prime Minister. But look, here at Gold 92.5, we think you're doing an absolutely terrific marvelous job.
Oh, good on you.
Very
good. But what did you get for your birthday?
Well, you didn't listen to the last part. I said I don't like simple-minded people, insincere flattery, and personal questions. But I'll keep going. I did have a bit of a birthday wish list. Yes. Right at the top was I hope Tony gets struck by the Manly ferry whilst he's backstroking across Sydney Harbour.
Oh my gosh!
That man shits me no end. No, seriously, day in day out.
Yes.
There's his crispy skin triathlon head just bouncing around. I'd like to see the yes vote go through, so I keep getting invited to the LGBTQI gay and lesbian Mardi Gras.
Yes.
I have a terrific time up at Stonewall after the parade off chops. Last year, a young man gave me a vitamin pill called a pinger. I don't know whether you remember that.
Oh, yes, and we do.
I didn't go home until Monday afternoon, and Tuesday I was in floods of tears. I don't know why. But on Tuesday night, I did enjoy my greatest wish, and that's a little bit of sweet loving from my favourite girl, Luce. Lucy and I curled up on the couch after a nice bottle of Sangiovese.
Very nice, very nice. But, hey, we don't want to ruin your birthday fun because, you know, normally a birthday would go for a whole week.
Yeah.
The Four Corners, they have slammed the NBN saying New Zealand, and we don't like New Zealand obese at anything, but has 10 times faster download speeds than what we do.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, Sparta, unfortunately. They do have a faster download speed and rugby union side. But look, the NBN is a dud and a far. Yeah. It's fibre to copper, to Optus cable, to Foxtel cables, to condoms, to string, Dolly's hair, used sausage roll wrappers. We'll use whatever we can to roll it out and just get it to the house. We'll just get it up there. Saliva, we don't care. Yeah. But I blame Labor, I blame Telstra, and I blame shoddy workmanship by fly-by-nights.
No.
I don't like fly-by-nights, but I enjoy saying fly-by-nights. And it's not my fault, because up the Piper, we've got fibre up the wazoo, up at Point Piper. So get a place up the Piper and have yourself a good life. That's all I can say for you.
Prime Minister, what are you singing today for us, please?
Well, I've been singing this one all week, kind of to myself, AJ, if you will, and that's Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday.
Oh, of course.
And I'm sure you would agree, it couldn't fit more perfectly than to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. I do a wonderful Stevie Wonder impersonation at home. I put the glasses on and the dreadlocks and I'm rocking around. Lucy said it's mildly racist, but never mind. Everyone seems to enjoy it up the Piper.
Oh.
Now before people are so PC nowadays.
Yes, they are. They are.
Now, before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM is rocking the buddy bench being installed at the Coomera Anglican College. Go down there and be a buddy on the bench.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.